picture things in colors when nothing's going wrong. And when we're with each other, she turns my dreams.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 734. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Headlight Rivals from Manhattan, Kansas. The song is called Turn My Dreams On, and it's on the band's new album, Drum Machine, which came out on April 4th on Dumb Ghost Records. Got a CD copy of that, and it sounds real good. Earlier in the band's career, they sounded a little more like Heartland Rock. This one sounds a little more revved up, a little more rock and roll, maybe a little bit more emo, too. That song there definitely brings back Kansas City 1995 vibes for me. All right, I got good music for you this week. I'm going to start with a classic. This is Nick Gilder with the song Hot Child in the City.
Thank you. Pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? One of these days I'm gonna settle down and I'll take you back with me to the guitar cast.
And welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Steve Earle with the song Guitar Town. That's the title track from his debut album that came out in 1986 on MCA Records. He was based out of Nashville, Tennessee. I was feeling nostalgic the other day and wanted to listen to that album and realized I didn't have a copy anymore. So I rectified that, and that's how it ended up on the podcast this week. Before that, we heard from Lucy Dacus with the song Most Wanted Man. That's featuring Julian Baker as well. That's on the new album Forever's a Feeling that just came out March 28th on Geffen Records. She's based out of LA nowadays. That album is really good, and the lyrics are fantastic as expected. Some of the songs are a little slow, not a lot of upbeat things happening on that album, but the lyrics, so very good. And then we started that set off there with Nick Gilder and the song Hot Child in the City. Lyrics not so good on that one. That's from his album City Nights, maybe his second or third album. Came out in 1978 on Chrysalis Records, and he was based out of Vancouver, BC. I picked that one up last week on recommendation from Cody Wyoming over at Planet Queen Records. It is a classic. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music. I listen to it. I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Let's continue on here. I got something upbeat for you. This is Buster Shuffle with the song Knocking at 112.
Knocking at 112.
Until the end. people go. Once my friend and now my foe. Reminds me of a guy I knew. Came up 35 to start anew. I found him work, a place to live. Warmth and love was all I give. Ain't no need to pay me back. I'm on solid ground and my pocket's fat. Country dumb, racist dumb. Love to see folks suffer 'em. Never had no daddy see. No gratitude or empathy. His favorite word starts with an N. That southern hate inside of him. It'd be a better world without that hack. I'll never get my lost time back. I'm coming to get you. I'm coming to get you. You're going down, 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 down. I'm coming to get you. For what you've done. I'm coming to get you. You're going down, 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 down. Life will come to get you, man. Try to be good as you can. Right the wrongs you've done in life. Don't hold a grudge, man, lose the fight. Think you can outfox destiny. You're riding for a fall. I see your landing will be hard as rock. Them dirty deeds that I mistook. I can smell your misery. Your ugly mama told you cheat. Take special care to watch yourself. Be kind to others and yourself. Your hatred grows like a disease. Spreads like cancer through the trees. My voodoo cripples all the same. Bitch, don't you forget my name.
Just the way that one ends. That is The Lone Stranger, the project of Zach Phillips, based here in Kansas City, Missouri. The song is called Coming At Ya. It's on the album Introducing that came out February 15th of this year on Ninguid Records, that label based out of St. Louis. Most of the album's a little more reggae. That song there has a little more bite to it. I think that's Chris Meck playing the lead guitar on that one. It's kind of got a nice groove to it. The album's an interesting one. Give that one a spin. See if it's something that works for you. And before that, we had Buster Shuffle with Knocking at 112. That's on the band's new album, Together, that came out March 28th. Self-released album there from that London-based band. Bet you couldn't tell that. Definitely worships at the altar of two-tone, but that one does a lot of fun. Played that at the record store a couple of times the other day, and everyone seemed to enjoy it. Anyway, we are out of time, so it's going to wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 734, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or follow me on any of your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking at the concert calendar, we got fun things coming up here. Starting on the 6th, Moon 17 is at Minibar. Nature Boys are at the Ship that night. Western Cuts at Westport Bowery. On the 7th, Arcona is playing at the Warehouse on Broadway. Full Bloods are at Hillsiders that night. And Judy and the Jerks are at Howdy. On the 8th, Subhumans play the Record Bar. On the 11th, RX Ghost is at the Replay. Elska is at Minibar. Norma Jean is at Warehouse on Broadway. Nephilism is at Outlaw Cigar. Looking the 12th, Venomous Pinks are playing Skate Bar. Till Willis is at Lucia. Daisy the Great is at Record Bar. On the 13th, Revisers at Minibar. Theirs are at Farewell. On the 15th, 16th, Pact of Violence is at the Ship. Dreamist is at Howdy. 18th, Harmar is at the Warehouse on Broadway. Radicats are at the Replay. Whiffs are at the Hillsider. Heat Seeger is playing Blip. Still Ill is playing Howdy. Lone Stranger is at the Ship. What a night that will be. Looking at the website, there's a few new things out there. I've got photos and videos and my thoughts of the Bewitcher, Death Chant, and Persecutor gig, as well as the RX Ghost and String and Return. I've been to a ton of shows since then, so keep an eye on the website. Lots of new things coming. And we don't have time for it, but we're going to do it anyway. I'm going to cram in one here from Deaf Heaven. It's called The Marvelous Orange Tree, and it's on the band's new album, Lonely People with Power. It came out March 28th on Roadrunner Records. Traditional black gaze sound from this San Francisco band. I'm going to play you one of the lighter cuts. I think it's the one that ends the album, and it's a nice way to end the podcast as well. So drift off with this one. It's a really good album. It's a really good song. This is Deaf Heaven with the song The Marvelous Orange Tree. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.